Behold, I make all things new this year, says the Lord. So out with the old and in with the new is 2013's New Year's review. As a movie critic analyzes if a movie will impact the crowds, I have reviewed each person's life's impact and determined your ranking by stars. Some stars will double, some triple, some more, their influence on this earth for my kingdom's advancement of glory. This year I will release you as numerous stars from my heavenly realm, and you will search the heavenlies for my missions foreordained, and they will abound. Some stars will be released with new plans and new lands. Your passports better be ready, for the launching is at hand. Some stars will be increased in their influence upon man and will spread like a holy fire all across the land. Your life, like a movie, all around you have watched. But this year, many from a distance will come into close view, and from those will emerge prodigies of you. No stars of mine live a soap opera life in the flesh, for my stars are spiritual giants continually developing their best. So dig deep for the treasures of revelation from me that will equip you to move supernaturally. Movies and plays were only meant to paint a vision for me, not to do your thinking when bored or escaping your enemies, please. So don't waste your time any longer with frivolous deeds. Pick up your assignments. Learn all your parts this year in ease for your role in my kingdom work in 2013. So out with the old thoughts, old ways, and old strategies that I never ordained for your life. Pick up your Bible anew as though you've just met me tonight, and I'll cause you to rise quickly into new heights. Every new work will begin with a new tongue this year. For the tongue, like the rudder of a ship, steers you into my directions, so they are very clear. For tongues from my spirit take a yielding over to my will, my words and ways, so yield as you enter 2013. Pray in tongues and then listen before you make big decisions for me, and you will avoid many calamities. Don't speak in tongues while your spirit and soul are aloof, but tongues from on high that will get your full attention before you make any moves. Some tongues will be used to steer your life when you're not sure, so as to keep abounding in my abundant life of cheer. As you gather together, remember this word. Rather speak five words with my understanding, that I may teach others, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So when you're alone or quietly to yourself, speak in tongues as much as you're unctioned to build yourself up. Break the power of all ungodly soul ties and agreements with others and yourself, that the soul may come into full agreement with the new plans and purposes of my spirit in 2013. I began to see a vision, and I saw lots of fires this year, like a place where you burn old trash, and old ways were being burnt up. Some people were waiting to see if anything was left to salvage. But those that knew their God turned towards God and moved unto the new, while others stood hopeless. They saw nothing more they could use. For it's all that they knew, and God's people turned them around and said, "Follow me. Here's the way to live in this hour. First, you must know what to pray." Only God's remnant carried the torch that shed light in the darkness of this day. The Israel of God come together this year as a newly sharpened arrow, penetrating fortresses from hell. Business will be as usual for the enemies of God. But those that set their face like flint on the highways of God will overcome in this day. So out with the old and in with the new, and tell all I send you forth to, these words are faithful and true. New year. Lots to do to get rid of old. As he was speaking to me, he highlighted things because, of course, it's always the Word of God and the Spirit of God that speaks. So nothing I spoke violates the counsel of God in writing. He took me into Daniel chapter 12. You're welcome to turn there. And of course, this word will unfold as the year goes on, as the revelation goes on in his counsel. But he will have me share some understanding, because he uses natural things many times to give us an understanding of spiritual things. I thought it was so interesting how he talked about the movies and used that to speak to us. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, Daniel spoke as a prophet, saying, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." This year is going to be full of replacing many old thoughts and ways, because of some of the things that will take place in our government and some of the things that will take place in the world. It's going to force this to happen. But those, if you remember by that fire, the remnant of God, they already have been preparing, and they already know. But those that looked, and if you could have seen the faces of those that looked at everything being burned up, nothing to salvage. If it wasn't for the people of God, they would be most miserable in this new year. It's going to take new thoughts from God and new ways in God to approach this coming year. But one thing about our God is he is creator. And so he always has the new thought, the new way. It's going to be a time you will live in the supernatural more than you ever have before, because the day will require it. When man destroys God's ways within a government, a nation, or the world, then all he has is supernatural help. But even my own leader said once, sometimes it's better for someone to be diagnosed with a terminal condition, so they go straight to God, than to have all the other help. Now, I'm not against doctors at all. But we found when we went to India, those people had no one else but God, and they received the miracles. Now, the key to getting God's mind in this new year is going to Him that's seated in the high places. His thoughts are endless. His ways are endless. And I love the way he uses the analogy that we are like stars. We're created in his image originally, and we fell from that. Only those that are truly born again, born from above, can operate in this way. Now, a star. What is a star? In this context, it meant numerous progeny, or descendants, or offsprings of a person. You know, Daniel was saying that we were like stars. Who are we the offspring of? Are we still in an earth suit that can only think our natural parents? Or are we an offspring from the Most High God, who thinks everything from an above approach? It also was a synonym describing the Messiah, the Anointed One. Well, when you are operating from above, you're operating from the anointing, from the very unctioning of the Holy Spirit that he gave us to steer our thoughts, to even have a thought we've never had before. I love it when God gives me a new thought I have never had before to do something in a way I've never done it before. He's endless with this. The Apostle Paul said that if anybody was in Christ, he was a new creature. What does that mean? Does that mean you got a new body, Ruby, when you came to Christ? Did you get new hair? No. You're a new creation on the inside, from above. See, a lot of times people don't understand that word new. That new can mean fresh. He can give you a freshness about approaching something that had become stale. Maybe it's a job that you just don't like anymore, but God still wants you in it. He has to give you a freshness about it. Maybe it's an old house that needs some renovating to bring the freshness back. But that's part of new. The Lord said to me, in regards to a new year, a lot of people have their worldly way of looking at new year, but he said this year can be the freshest year you've ever had. Just fresh. Because when you are visited by the Spirit of God, it is fresh. He can speak a scripture that maybe you've been thinking on for a month and speak it in a moment's time and bring a whole freshness to it. Another way of looking at new is it didn't exist before. You know, God is great at creating new jobs. John had me come and deliver lunch to a woman who her and her husband own a gas station. He said she's quite an entrepreneur. She also has a donut shop in another city. These are people that are open for these thoughts. There's always a way. I just want you to know that. This coming year, there is always a way to get the God result for your life. Sometimes when we're dealing with others, they're not open to the way, and unless we can get them into agreement with the way, it may not fare as well for them as it could for us. When you look at yourself in the mirror this year, remember, you can make the difference. No one can stop you. No one can cause you to fail without your permission. As long as you stay in the highest agreement that there is, and that's you and God, you will fare well. I don't care who tries to come into disagreement with you. He is for you. And if he can't get through them, he'll go over them. He'll go around them, but he will get you through it. Did you know that when he made a new creature, it was a brand new human being? You were brand new. Because the brand that fell could not live from above. So it was a whole new brand of human being. It was interesting. I was watching one of the Lord of the Rings. I was impressed to watch the second one last night. And I was really glad I did. I really gained a lot from it. But while I was there, I was thinking of the word hobbit. And so I thought, where did hobbit come from? What is a hobbit? And I didn't realize that a hobbit, and there's a little discrepancy, but one of it was that they were another kind of brand of human. Interesting how it was the hobbit that could carry that kind of power and get rid of it in the right place. You know what? Only a new creature in Christ can carry the kind of God power that is needed to live in this hour. Other people will misuse it. When Paul said that old things were passed away, behold, everything was made new, that means the original character we had doesn't exist anymore in us. I'm sure many of you could sit here and say, I am not the person that I was. This person doesn't live there anymore that I was before I came to Christ. If you can't say that, make sure you are born again, because that original character should not even be seen anymore. That was not from above. Some things we patterned from somebody living in a nation where God has been free to be preached, the gospel has been free. Some people inherited things, they just were nice to people and gave because they live in a nation that is very giving. So they can inherit some of these things and do them, but they don't know where the source is. They just took it as something that was passed down to them. He said that we were to serve him in newness of life. Think about this as you lay your head on your pillow on the 31st. Do you want a new life, a newness about your life to arise? It's been amazing how many people I've talked to that are in the senior position, age-wise. And when I start talking to them about the message I preached about people in their hundreds and what they started to do when they hit 100. The one man from India that was an attorney, but when he hit 100, his son encouraged him to get his PhD. Or the woman that was 100, and when she hit 100, she bought a new car and went on a cruise. What makes that person so different from another person that never reaches 100? Are they open for the new thought? all recovery, when you get rid of old things. You know, if I got rid of all my furniture, I would need new furniture, right? And all recovery begins in the mind. I had a very interesting dream, but you know, God sometimes needs to paint a picture for you to give it to you. And it was an old house we had. And I was in this old house. But you know what? The house was literally torn down. In the dream, it was still there. And I didn't want to be in that house anymore. But some other people that were there, they were like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And I thought, I want no attachment to this old house. Nothing. Because he moved me into a new place when he moved me into this house. It wasn't just a new house I got. It was a new me when I moved here. So as you move, make sure you sever every soulish tie you have from the past, the way you thought, everything, and enter the new with new thoughts. That's how people lose things that they recovered, is they never severed the past. How could I have a dream and be in that old house? Only in my mind, but that's where it starts. So if the enemy comes at you with an old thought, you will have to demolish it. It's very interesting. When we did move, I never spoke these things to John, just never thought about it because it was really for me. But I remember when we moved out of the house and moved here, I literally had a few dreams after I left there. I'd lived there for so long. You get a lot of roots when you're in a place for a long time. But I finally had a dream where all the walls were torn down. Everything was completely demolished from the past. But sometimes other people around us still have those barriers, and that's where we'll need to intercede for them, to bring them up. You cannot drag the past with you. Value it. Value it, just like a loved one. I know some had loved ones go be with the Lord this last year. Value it, but move forward. Yeah, my little, he's an adult now, but my son, when he was little, loved watching his shoes walk. But he liked watching them walk from behind. I can't tell you how many times he almost walked into a post or a wall. You cannot move forward if you're looking behind you. You will not see something coming, and it won't be pretty. This is why he wants us to just look forward into 2013. Some people, because of what's going on in our government, are afraid to look forward. They've already manufactured in their mind what this new year is going to be all about. That's not the new way of thinking. We were brought here for such a time as this. He always leaves the remnant to the end. It's so amazing that I didn't plan this, but last year I did plan and raise some butterflies, some painted lady butterflies. This year, John and I happened to go out to our garden and saw a whole bunch of monarch caterpillars. And we have been watching them transform. That's the life of a believer, is the continual transformation. Now, with those other butterflies, I protected them. I kept them in here. But guess who their source really was? God. And he has kept them through the rain. Some of them climbed up on his tomato cage. It's dropped in the chrysalis stage now. Another one, we were getting a rainstorm. You know where it went? There's a little vent that goes under your house. it crawled up underneath the ledge where the screen is that goes under my house, and it's in the chrysalis stage there. I have been amazed at how God has watched over them, and He is their source. But it always touches me because if you remember the chrysalis stage, it's when everything within that caterpillar completely dissolves. Everything. The stem cells are there to recreate into a butterfly that's never existed before. So God uses your old mind, the old way of thinking, right? He uses it, but it has to be completely renovated. It has to be completely melted down, so to speak, to think the new ways of God. And it takes time. He told us, approach this as though you just met God. How many of you, when you first met God, were in the Word of God, seeking the counsel of God? And some people have lowered it to just maybe watching somebody on television that's already done their own studying. But what about your own? We're going to need this in this year. The last passage that he took me to was in Revelation, where the title came from. Revelation 21. You know, eventually, we will live what we're about to read. We'll live it in a degree while we're here. But this is what we have to look forward to. And I saw, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Do you know this is the same new as new creature in Christ? And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. You talk about an inheritance. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. I'm going to stop there. It's good to remember what we have to look forward to. It helps you to remain sober in the day, especially when you read, no more pain, no more tears. Listen, we have been told through our prayer meeting, there was a prophetic word, the next 3 years were going to be many tears. For many. Doesn't have to be for God's people, but it will be for many. And ever since the election, we have been seeing tears and tears and tears. Only someone with old thinking will partner with these tears. The only tear that you should partner with is the tear that Jesus had that could raise the dead, as in Lazarus. His cry was never within himself, soulish. His cry was always to the Father, who could do something. So as we enter this new year, I'm excited. I love fresh new things. I'm excited to have this fresh food. But that's the way our God operates. Everything's fresh, new, exciting. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Living in a higher realm than we have ever lived before. And I had an awesome year in God. How about you? Are you pleased with your year in Christ?
Yes.
But it can always be higher. It's not that God gets higher. It's that we get greater understanding. Out with the old, my friends, because old has no agreement with the new. And I was thinking, I'm sure Ruth could probably share this from a natural standpoint, but you try to take a new garment and sew an old one, take an old garment and try to sew something new. There's no agreement there. The fabric doesn't function. I remember I was buying some new jeans recently and talking to this designer. He's actually a designer at this outlet. And he was giving me some wisdom not to dry these jeans too much because the spandex will just begin to relax. It won't last. So it's important that we don't mix things this coming year. I thought it was very interesting that he highlighted speaking in tongues and highlighted it for your personal use. Because, you know, I've thought a lot about speaking in tongues. There's some people maybe here that have never received or never yielded over to this gift from the Holy Spirit. But it is an amazing way to get you to yield. And to get your soul to yield, because your soul will not know what it is that you're saying. It really gets you right at the core of, are you a yielded person? And I remember the struggle I had when it came to people telling me about that part of the of Pentecost, the day that the Holy Spirit came in and was able to take 120 believers and bring them to this new place with new yieldings of their life. But what did it do for Peter? It caused him to be so full of the influence of the Holy Spirit that he was preaching the gospel and bringing 3,000 people into the kingdom of God. That's how valuable it is to yield this little rudder that God has given to us. This steers your life. Look at your life this last year and find out how smooth was your sailing, because this determined how smooth it was. Amen.